April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Alex Vartan Gubbins graduated from NMU in 2014 with a degree in poetry. Alex spent 2 years teaching in Qatar at the Community College of Qatar, and from 2016 to current in Armenia. He is also working on translating Arabic poetry, as well as learning Armenian, and he hopes to be able to translate Armenian poetry.
I, carpet maker. Tie a double knot with cream of tartar and immortal flour. Preserve fresh autumn and wool, with walnut peel and sawdust of mulberry tree. To dye is to weave into wine these vintage photographs of our skins, these casual kisses and those with legs wrapped tightly, covered in a saddle scarf and purple bracelets. I came to taste the dry of you, how you were roped to be sewn under broken light. I sew into your pale yellow, my tongue wet for your genus. I comb to flow your Braca von threads, Sivus rind, madder root of moosh. If I knew the secret to the eggplant, could harness the spell for a bottomless bowl or spoon my plate with pepper and burgle, our eyes wouldn't exhaust on the other's portions. Our fingers all pluck, our hearts drum. Bring in Soup Kitchen Yerevan. Cold air with shot surta and Jesus Christos they bring in. Bitten by frost nostrils, blister lips, glue eyes on steam they bring in. Pots of creamy potato laced with news of war blaring from a TV. That white noise beyond 2.5 scoops into jars and plastic bags they bring in. The tables so clean for bowls and gab. Grab a portion, shovel till you see roses at ceramic bottom, because hunger's born when you wait for elders to line up. When parents hand their children lavash, flakes on mittens, coats, grins they bring in. And after the rush, after heavy stomach hush sets in, we believe in the world of Z's, the drooping cheeks, the chins upon knees, shoulders forward, but a strength to rise from our seats we bring in. In Memoriam, Mike Brennan. Born 8th of June 1983, died 15th September 2016. Because we drunk a bottle of Jameson and eaten a long conversation of winter melancholy, and you'd spread your stumbling fingers across a fender, the rings like nuclear cocaine beneath a river of radioactive tempo, the uncontrolled calculation of dance-enhancing pangs like a spinning fishing lure in the current. We turned our ears to the outside bayhorn, like a giant's exhalation through an oversized accordion. That boom across the water woke our legs to become curious and stand, cracking the cast from our effigial poses. We went down the hill of East Arch Street in early eve to watch the sun fleck persimmon and alloy on the lighthouse shores, lifting our feet like broken wings to slide over ice. To have made it to the beach without a fall was a feat, though we slipped to the concrete sand. You said, look, pointing your wavering hand to a storm arc, pioneering anvil-shaped clouds our way, as if Poseidon chiseled the spring melt as methane and ammonia in towering gray cumulus. The lights Ashburn pouring through.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Kurt Hosworth. Thanks for listening.